proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue with our series about major messages from the minor prophets. With reference to the authors of the final books in the Old Testament as minor prophets, the term minor does not imply that these writings were insignificant or unimportant. Instead, it denotes their relative brevity in comparison with the longer books of Isaiah, Jeremiah, or Ezekiel. Today we focus on the short book of Joel. That book mentioned a series of infestations that inflicted the Jewish people in the southern kingdom of Judah. Successive invitations by insects known as palmer worms, invasions by locusts, caterpillars, and what are called cankerworms. These infestations had caused a devastating loss in Judah's harvests. Even the cattle and sheep suffered because God had dried up their watering holes. In light of these afflictions, God exhorted his people to repent and return unto him. God told them to, quote, "Sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land unto the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord," unquote. This call for repentance is contained in the first chapter of the book of Joel. To add to the difficulties of the Jewish nation, a hostile army approached them from the north. This reference to a hostile army might have alluded to the same confederation between the northern kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Syria, an alliance that frightened King Ahaz of Judah to the point where he sought help from Assyria, an incident noted in 2 Kings chapter 16. The impending turmoil foreshadowed the time that would be known as the Day of the Lord. According to the second chapter of Joel, that era would bring about, quote, "a day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains," unquote. A great people and a strong people would frighten the Jews to such an extent that, quote, "before their face the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness," unquote. God had more to say about the actual day of the Lord in the book of Joel. Quote, "It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit," unquote. Note that Peter cited these verses on the day of Pentecost, as recorded in the second chapter of Acts. Peter quoted these verses to show that God was doing a new thing in his dealing with people, that he had poured out his Holy Spirit upon his chosen people. In the book of Joel, God added that, quote, "I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come," unquote. Note that these phenomena did not occur in the New Testament in Acts chapter 2. These were prophecies that would take place at a future time. God called upon the Jewish people to repent of their sins and return unto him. If they did so, he would pity them. He would restore their land's rainy seasons. He would give them fruitful harvests. He would remove the military threats to their national peace. The third chapter of Joel contained another prophecy relating to the end times. Various nations will gather armies to fight against the Jews. When these forces come together against the Jewish people, then God will intervene on the Jews' behalf. When he does so, the heavens and the earth will shake. In that day, God said he would serve as the strength of his people. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.